This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. All the girls on the block knocking at my
door. Wanna know what it is, make the boys want more. While you were recovering from jet lag from your overseas getaway, I caught up with Perry from Little Mix. Lovely girl. We chatted about everything. We taught her how to do a Tim Tam slam. They released Black Magic, which went absolutely nuts. This is what she had to say.
It's just been incredible. I think because we had such a big gap, we kind of like weren't sure what it was going to go like, because obviously we knew that the fans were still waiting and they always got our backs and they're always incredible and so patient and everything like that. But it was really nerve-wracking to come out with something from being away for a while. But we never in a million years thought it was going to be number one for 3 weeks in the UK. Like, it done so well over here in Australia, and we just think we're just really blessed to have our fan base that we have, because they support us through thick and thin. So we're very, very lucky, but we're just loving life at the minute. We're just glad to be out the bloody studio and be working again.
When Love Me Like You came out, it had a really Motown, really retro feel to it. So it was like, hey girlfriend. Called a girlfriend at one stage in the interview. Hey girlfriend.
That comfy with her.
That comfy with her. Yo girlfriend, put down the packet of Tim Tams for a second. Tell us about the track. And this is what she had to say about Love Me Like You.
The last thing we want to do is become predictable. So like, I think when we brought out Black Magic, that was completely different to what we've ever done. It was very pop. Like, it had quite an 80s feel to it, like Prince-y guitar and stuff like that.
It was different to Wings as well.
Yeah, completely different to like anything. And that's why we thought it was a bit of a risk. And then we thought, but at the same time, we want to keep everybody intrigued by what we're going to do. So then obviously Love Me Like You is just so Motown, like you say. It's got a really old school vibe. It's very like cutesy but hot, you know, with the innuendos and everything. Like, with the lyrics are a bit cheeky, but we just absolutely love it. We love changing it up. Don't need the-
So then I took it one step further. I kind of compared them to being the Spice Girls of this generation, saying that they may be better than Spice Girls. Maybe. Haters gonna hate. Not gonna lie. Little Mix is awesome. This is what she had to say when I completely flattered her after she stopped giggling.
I think it's a massive compliment. Like, we were all obsessed with Spice Girls, and I feel like they're the most successful band, like, in their time. And if we can have just a little bit of their success, we'll be very happy.
See how humble they are?
They are.
You just want to take them home and have dinner with the family.
You know what? You can't actually teach humility. It comes or it doesn't.
Oh.
So go Little Mix for
how
that.
How prophetic.
No, thank you very much.
Rise Up is podcasted through iTunes, Stitcher and joy.org.au/riseup. You're with Ginny and Adam, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.